Let's pray.
Our God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that Christ, who was rich, made himself poor for our sake, that we might be rich in salvation. Pray that we grow in that salvation today, especially as we open our Bibles now, and we ask for your help in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we're spending several lessons trying to understand what our Bible teaches us about how the human will operates. The chapter of our confession is entitled Free Will, or Of Free Will. And more specifically, we're focusing on why it is or how it is that human beings exercise their will towards God as they do. Why they exercise their will towards His revealed will in the Scriptures, for example, and more specifically, why they exercise their will the way they do towards His free offer of salvation in the gospel. Why they decide whether to receive and believe it or to reject and refuse it. That's kind of what we're considering. And we're trying to understand how people freely and voluntarily exercise their will in the way they do. And we come to understand, as we've studied along for, I don't know, three or four lessons so far, a fundamental principle that, you know, the condition of a person's heart drives and directs the way they exercise their will. The condition or the disposition of a person's spiritual self will drive and determine the way they exercise their will. And we used the restaurant example in the same way that our appetites and our dietary preferences drive and direct our choices from the menu in a restaurant. But these are moral issues, not physical and appetite issues. And since this underlying principle is fundamental to understanding the birth, we've spent several lessons considering what the heart condition of human beings is. And the one that we've been working on most recently is the one that is described, has given various names in the scripture, but we've calling the heart condition of those who are in Adam, under sin, and apart from grace. Or, as the theologians call it, the state of sin and depravity. All right? And we've considered scriptures like John 8:34, where Christ said that everyone who commits a sin is a slave of sin. We've considered Christ again in Mark 7, teaching on the condition of the heart in verses 14 through 23, where he explained that people do defiling things because they have a defiled heart. And in our last lesson in Romans 3, 9 through 18, we learned that Paul agrees. He's the one who came up with the term in Adam, for example, in 1 Corinthians 15, and you could say Romans 5 as well. But we learned last week that there's none righteous, no, not one, none seek for God. And there is no fear of God in their hearts. We've got a very clear but a very bad picture of the human heart of those who are born in Adam. That is the human race from birth. Those who are born in Adam and who are under sin and apart from grace. And after having three or four lessons of this sort, it wouldn't be surprising at all if someone, at least in the back of their minds, might say, "Who will set me free?" And that would be a very good question. If we are in this category, if this is the condition of our heart, slaves of sin with defiled hearts, with not seeking God and no fear of God before our hearts, it would be not surprising at all if someone were to say,